Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, it's 9 a.m., and the pet experts are in the building. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Now, here are your hosts, Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Mr. Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Lee. How are things hopping around?
Oh, things are hopping around just fine. Having a really great week. It's spring. It's April. I'm so excited to finally have it. Even if the Tigers are the team I have to cheer for, I'm happy to have it be this time of year because it means we can be outdoors and spend time with our pets outdoors. And what could be better than that?
And we've got Easter coming up.
We do.
You got some plans?
We're going to be entertaining. My wife's family is all going to be coming out and spending time out at our house, and she's going to be cooking up some great food and just really looking forward to it. My only fear is that our dog, who is now a year and a half old, this will really be his first exposure to being around a lot of people, and I'm curious to see what I'm in for.
Well, the good news is they're still your relatives. They'll still want you around.
I hope so.
No matter what happens.
But I suspect that a few of them might bring their dogs, and that always makes for an interesting adventure.
Hopefully they all stay safe.
Exactly right. What about you? You've got big Easter plans, I'm sure.
All I know is we're closed on Easter. We only close a few times in the year. You know, Christmas, Easter, Thanksgiving. So it's just, it's a delight to have a day off. It's been, with COVID, prior to COVID.
Enough said.
But work every day, and I guess what COVID has added to the occasion is just a bit more stress and a little bit more, anxiety associated with everything. So having a day off where we can just relax and stay home, it'll be a more intimate one. We probably won't have too much in the way of other than our immediate family,
right.
and just get through it. I'm kind of in the home stretch there. I mean, next week I should be getting my last COVID shot. That'll be good. So I'm looking forward to having a little bit more sense of, life's better.
Well, you will officially be safe.
Like the
umpire calls.
Right, safe.
Now, Rick, let's talk a little bit about the topic of the show this week, because everyone thinks of Easter, everyone thinks of bunnies, but getting a bunny for Easter is not something that people should do, should they?
Well, you get an animal as a pet, and that comes first. So what comes with the idea of a pet? A long-term relationship. So it's not going to be a good thing to just kind of, impulsively buy and bring home. It's one of those things that you definitely want to have thought. And that's one of the reasons we did this show today, is just to let people listen in and get an idea. Is this something, that I might be interested in? Maybe not this weekend. Maybe because you've been thinking about it for a while. But maybe it's something that you could think about in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks down the road. And is it going to be a good pet for the person involved? And that's what I'd like to explore today is, what's going to make the right home for a rabbit.
Right. Well, and there are many people who have gone down the path of getting rabbits as pets, and they've had terrific experiences with them, and they enjoy spending time with them. A lot of people don't know it, but sometimes rabbits can act a little bit like dogs and cats sometimes with their behavior, including the ability to take them for a walk on a leash and the ability to have them potty trained in a litter box. I mean, there's things about these animals that we don't know. We just know kind of what the myth is, which is they like to have a lot of babies and they like to steal trick cereal away from the kids. And bottom line is, there's a lot more to the story than that.
You bet. And I think you know, what would you feed a rabbit? What kind of environment would you need? How large would that environment be? You know, those are all things you want to think about. So maybe we can answer some of those questions.
Well, we've got a couple of great guests to do that. We've got Nikki Tucker, who is in charge of the Reptile and Small Animal Department at Pruse, along with being the education coordinator. And then in the last segment, we've got one of our sponsors, Janice Milligan, who owns Doggy Daycare, and her son, Dean, are coming in with their pet bunny, Coco Bean, and they're going to talk all about their experience with Coco Bean that they've only had for a short while, but it's been a great experience. So we're going to get into rabbits this week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show here on 1320 WILS.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320WILS.com and click on the Listen Live link.
Put your right foot forward, put your left foot out, do the bunny hop.